Hey friends, and welcome back to the Create Podcast. My name is Connie Bizalski, and on this show we talk about all things creativity, mindfulness, and self-exploration for creators and creative entrepreneurs with a vision, because I believe we need more woke creators out there who transform themselves and then the world. Now, in this episode, I want to update you a little bit and also look back at my past year and a little bit into 2020. You know, we're like 7 days into this whole new decade. Highly exciting. And I feel like so much has happened, especially in the last couple of months. I mean, damn, don't even get me started. Like the past decade, these past 10 years, I've gone through a lot of versions of who I am and my life and in all the ways. But to begin with, I just want to focus on the last couple of months, because I don't feel like I'm the same Connie anymore that I was just in October. I think the last time we spoke in this way, where I was kind of sharing my heart with you, was the episode on the creator's block. I believe that must have been sometime maybe early November. In any case, a lot has gone down. I spent about 3 months in Bali, and actually almost 4 months in total in 2019. And it totally was not planned that way at all, but I sort of went with what presented itself. And in that case, it was 3 months of Bali. I really only planned to stay there for like a month or maybe 5 weeks. And then this happened. And let me tell you, it was tough. And if you know anything about astrology, then you might know that there's something that's called a geographical astro chart. And you can get yours at astro.com. It's totally not sponsored, but I know that people will ask, and people have asked when I mentioned it. So just go to astro.com. Just look around, sign up, find the travel astro chart thing, and put in your details. Anyway, you then get a map, and the map shows you all the planets and shows you where it's places that are in favor of a good life and places that maybe are not so, or a little bit more difficult. It just depends on, you know, what's going on your map, and it's different for everybody. And for me, you know, Bali and all this time that I've spent in Bali, especially also from when I lived there on and off for about 3 years, you know, 2014, 2015 until the beginning of 2018. And then the last few months too, it's always been really intense, that place, always. Being there for me always means going into the core of my being and my pain and my shadows. And that is because my Pluto planet line runs right through Bali. And it makes total sense. And I sort of knew this. I had a astro chart reading with this amazing man a couple of years ago. And he told me all about the places that I should maybe go and check out and spend more time in. And then some of the places that maybe I should avoid. And one of those places was Bali. He was like, Connie, Bali is full on for you. And I'm going to read something out to you, which is straight from the website on astro.com on Pluto, the planet, and what it means when you have it going through a place. Along this line, you will encounter great unrest in your personal life. The private and intimate areas of your life are subjected to massive changes. Feelings of security, protection, and a belief in traditional values are jeopardized. Here, you should devote your whole attention to discovering your most hidden psychological aspects, psychoanalysis, reincarnation therapy, rebirthing, or perhaps participating in a death and grief seminar offers a possible entry into the labyrinth of your mind and soul. This is also a good place for you to get in touch with your family history and your origins. I couldn't make this up if I tried, but this is basically exactly what goes on with me when I'm in Bali. And yet, you know, I've kept going back. Like, you would call someone like that fucking crazy, right? Call them insane. Why would you go back to that? And there's definitely this magnetic pull and that I have with that place, that island. And I think the reason maybe also that I kept going back is that I just think the universe really wants to push me hard to evolve. Because Pluto really means that in Bali, my inner growth is highly accelerated when I'm there because I don't have a choice. My emotions are so amplified there. Everything is just so much more intense and I'm left to deal with that. There is no other way out. And the good thing about Bali is also that there's a lot of amazing people. There's a lot of offerings for you to find healing. And that's what I did. And today, on January 7th, I'm happy to report that I'm in a much better place now than I was a couple of months ago. I almost want to say I'm in a really good place, but I'm still a little bit careful, you know. I did do a shit ton of inner work these past 2 months. And I mean, a ton. Like, seriously, a ton. From, you know, weekly therapy and coaching sessions to doing breath work 2-3 times a week. I had a private breath work session. I had body work sessions. I did Kambo in Ubud, which totally just, that was so hard. Holy fuck. I've done a lot of journaling every day. I did a lot of meditation, just really sitting with myself and facing myself and my shadows every single day, really intensely. I've gotten to know myself even more on such a deep level that I didn't even know was possible before. And so I processed so much during this time through breath work. I processed so many emotions and also through just sitting in meditation, holding space for myself to feel and holding space for my sadness and the anger and everything. And it was hard as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I really struggled at times. There were times where I really thought I was going crazy, like full on crazy. I was losing it. But I made it and I survived. I'm here. I'm on the other side. I climbed the mountain and now I'm here. And overall, I just feel a lot more present and more grounded, more connected to myself. And yeah, something shifted in the last few weeks. Definitely in a good direction. I feel creative. I feel grateful. And I feel very excited about this year, about 2020. And so it's kind of interesting now looking back at the last couple of months and also at my 2019, which if you had told me a year ago where I would be now, I would have had no clue. I would not have believed you, but here I am. And that's life. And so the more I practice mindfulness, the more I meditate, the deeper I go within myself, the more shadow work I do, the more I take responsibility of everything, you know, the more I can live in acceptance and the more I can let go and surrender and be okay with what happens, you know, rather than being in resistance to changes that we might not have welcomed. And so, yeah, looking back, I mean, I spent the last day of 2019, December 31st, a week ago, New Year's Eve, I spent that day fully getting ready for the new year. I wanted to exit 2019 in style. I wanted to honor it, the ups and the downs. And so I got up super early at 6 a.m. and meditated. I went to Kundalini yoga that a friend of mine was teaching. After Kundalini, I went to the gym, because why not? And then And then I did a 1 hour breathwork session, which was awesome. And then in the afternoon, I had booked myself a 90-minute deep tissue massage and a pedicure. And then after that, I went home, hung out with my housemate, and I went to bed at 10 p.m. I did hear the fireworks at night, and I didn't have an amazing sleep because of that. But yeah, the next morning, you know, I got up and met up with a couple of friends, had, you know, just lovely conversations. And then I packed my bags and flew out to Germany that same evening. And I, yeah, just felt so good having left 2019 in a way that really honored myself and my growth and my body and my soul, my heart, all the things. And just also in gratitude, you know. My intention for 2019, for last year, was surrender. I didn't choose that necessarily at the beginning of the year. It sort of came up in the first few weeks. And then it was clear. It's like, okay, so surrender. And I was reading the book, The Surrender Experiment. And I think I also recorded a podcast episode, made a video about it. And if you read my weekly Flow and Wonder emails, then you know how much I had to surrender last year. I wrote about that in one of my last emails. First, I had to surrender to parts of my old business. I was so tired of telling people how to be successful and what to do. And it was like such a superficial level, I felt like. It just wasn't deep enough for me. And I just got tired of hearing myself talk. And on top of that, though, more importantly, actually, was that I was pulled to explore my creativity in a way that, yeah, just without any restrictions, especially in the areas of filmmaking and photography and writing. So that, that was a big surrender. It's like, okay, shit, I'm being called to let go of a monthly income, letting go of parts of a successful business, and just follow my creative path without knowing where it was going to lead me. And then the second big surrender, that was the relationship that ended a couple of months ago. And with that, I had to surrender to letting go of the home and the life in Los Angeles that we had built together and all the plans that we had for the future. And that was, yeah, that was a bit more of a painful surrender, but I had to do it nevertheless. And so looking back at all of this, I really had to surrender everything last year. My business, my finances, my relationship, my life, my home. And, you know, here I am. What can I say? It was painful at times, and it wasn't easy throughout the year. And there were self-doubts and inner critic, and there was depression, and there was sadness. But when we can surrender and realize that it might actually liberate us in a way, and when we can feel gratitude for the surrender, yeah, then life goes on, and we realize that we're always okay, you know, and I'm okay now. So, man, so much did happen, though, last year. I did travel a fair bit, which, well, it was way more than I wanted to, way more than I planned to, and I'm not necessarily proud of it. I don't want to boast with, oh, look at all the places I went to in 2019, you know? It's not that. But just to, yeah, just to kind of share an overview, I did spend a lot of time in Los Angeles with my ex-partner before we split. I did spend some time in Sri Lanka in February with a friend of mine, and then also in Bali for a month. Spent some time in Mexico City in April, and in Ecuador. I went to see my shaman again in Olon, and this time he invited me to do ayahuasca, which was my first time, and we did two ceremonies. Yeah, that was something. Holy shit. And I do slowly feel the call again from Mother Ayahuasca. Not that I want to necessarily follow it, but I know that she wants me to come back. And I also really want to see my shaman and his family again. Maybe I should just make it like a yearly pilgrimage trip to Ecuador. We're in touch a lot. And then after that, I was back in LA, and then I spent the summer mostly in Europe. And I spent my birthday in Italy, and then I was in Thailand with a friend in Phuket and with Corey and her son Kona. Then I was in Bali briefly on my way back to LA. And then the summer, I started writing my book with my publisher. We're currently in the final stages of the editing process. It's a little painful, but we're getting there. I think it has to be finished in like a week or two. And I spent almost a month in Orange County in Dana Point writing my book and surfing, and that was amazing. I absolutely loved those weeks there, and I was driving my friend Corey's van, and I had such a good time there. I love it. I can't wait to go back surfing there soon, hopefully. And then, my ex-girlfriend and I, we went to Hawaii. That was in, it was in August. It's my first time. We flew to Oahu. It was so amazing. I actually have a shit ton of video footage from that trip. I never gotten around to actually editing any of it. But I always had it in the back of my mind, and I had this plan on what I wanted to do with it. But then the breakup happened, and so I haven't touched it since. Who knows if I ever will. And then October 1st, I flew to Bali, and the rest is sort of history. Now, what went well and what did not go so well? In terms of business, I sold my travel blog Planet Backpack in June, July last year, which was awesome. It was very unexpected. It sort of happened, and then it happened very quickly, which was great. And then I had one last big sale for all of my courses that I've ever created and all the workshops. And those two were, those were the big things in 2019 that brought money in. Quite a bit of money, I have to say, which is awesome, which definitely helped me on, this journey into creativity and exploration and experiments. Oh, and I also, this was in February or March. This was right after I had surrendered my business, surrendered to the universe and started my surrender experiment, is when I found a ton of money on an old affiliate account that I didn't even know existed. And there was a ton of money on there too. So just as a reminder, and that this happened a lot actually last year, that I would surrender, I would trust, I would do something that I didn't know where it was going to take me. And that's every time the universe stepped in and provided. That's literally what happened. That was one huge learning, is to trust and to follow my highest excitement, to follow my joy, and to trust and have faith that the universe will step in. I will always be provided for, no matter what, even if I have no idea where and how it will show up, but it always does. It was an interesting year in terms of business. In terms of finances, not having a consistent income was something I was not used to, because for years and years, I was running all sorts of projects and businesses and had all sorts of income coming my way every month. And then And then I said goodbye to that. And yes, I had some big peaks in terms of my income, but nothing consistent. So yeah, in that way, I really just took the time and the money to just create and to be able to also do things without attaching money to them, you know? I didn't launch anything last year. I didn't... Everything I've put out has been for free. Everything. I mean, yeah, this podcast, my newsletter, where I put a shit ton of time into every week, every article and blog post, every video, everything has been for free. And I never asked for money this entire time. And it's been awesome. And I also need to learn to start asking for money again this year. It's like, oh, I've done it so many times, you know, and then you don't do it for a while. And then you're like, oh shit, how do I do that again? It's almost like, you know, let's say you kind of with surfing, you know, you go surfing a lot and then you stop for a year and then you get back into it and you just kind of have to get used to it again. And you're gonna just, yeah. So anyway, it's definitely something I need to focus on this year. Want to focus on. I want to make paid offerings again. I'm really excited about a few things that I'm working on, that I'm planning, one of which will be a four-week program for creators and creative entrepreneurs. It's something that I feel like hasn't really been done before, and I hope to kick that off on March 1st. So hopefully open the doors sometime in February. But I'm really excited about that because I feel like there's only so far I can go with free content and, you know, putting everything out for free. And but with a paid offering, I can just go so much deeper and take a group of people and connect with them live on a regular basis. And I'm really excited to do that again. And yeah, so it's gonna be really dope. I'm excited. I think you're gonna be excited too. I've been really racking my brains in terms of what is it that, you know, people would need. How can I support the community best? How can I, be of value with what I know, my experiences, and all the things that I've learned? Because that's also, again, like last year was just huge in terms of learning and studying, and so now is the time to share a lot of that. You know, there's a lot of input. Yeah, there was a lot of output, but there was a lot of input, and now it's time to share my teachings again in a deeper way. So, yeah. What else happened? Well, I rediscovered my passion for writing again last year and just how awesome writing is and the impact that writing can have. After focusing so much on video and podcasting and visual stuff and photography, you know, I rediscovered writing, my big, huge, lifelong passion, in a way that is way deeper now than it ever has been. So, yeah, and in that way, I also completely up-leveled my weekly newsletter, which is, I changed the name from Soul and Hustle to Flow and Wonder. And I put a lot more time into it. It finally has a structure, I feel like. It didn't have one for the longest time. I was like just doing whatever felt good. And then I realized that it would make things easier for me, but also kind of set certain expectations with the emails. And the feedback has just been phenomenal. And people seem to really love my emails that I send out. I try to send them out every Sunday. And yeah, it's awesome. I'm so happy I rediscovered the value of a newsletter again. I mean, I've been writing newsletters for so many years, but yeah, it's the quality of it now and how I use it now has changed completely. And the quality, yeah, it's so good. Highly recommended. I think newsletters are totally making a comeback because so many people are just tired of social media algorithms You just have so much more control over your own newsletter, and it's fun. It's fun. So there's definitely a renaissance happening there. Yeah, and also, so I haven't been making a ton of videos on YouTube, and I am planning on getting back into it now. And in the meantime, I've been writing a lot more, right? But before that, the rest of the year, I mean, I was creating a ton of videos. I really upgraded my filmmaking skills and my storytelling skills. My YouTube channel grew and is currently, I think, at like 22,000 subscribers. And my most viewed video is, I think, at like 200,000 or more. It's a video on minimalism. That just completely hit it off unexpectedly a couple of times last year and brought in a lot of new subscribers. So yeah, I got very passionate about making videos and filmmaking. And I made some really awesome friends in the YouTube creator community last year and just learned so much. And I'm a little bit proud of couple of the videos that I made last year. It's fun. So I'm excited to dive back into it. I just needed a bit of a timeout as I, you know, was going through this rough patch in my life. But I have my energies back. And I also took my photography a lot more seriously last year after doing a photography group coaching program. That was, I think I did that in January. It was with a professional photographer here in Germany. And I saw him offering the program. I was like, I was just kind of drawn to it. Absolutely one of those cases of following my highest excitement, signed up for it immediately. It was like several thousand euros. It was a really good decision. And through that program, I ended up having to shoot models. And that's what I ended up doing. I had some really awesome model shoots around LA. LA is a really good place to do that. And you can check out my Instagram, Connie Creates. It's my like photography Instagram. And I learned so much through that process in terms of the shooting, working with models and the editing and all of that. So that was awesome. I kind of laid low with my camera these past couple of months. Bali for me is, when it comes to visual inspiration, and I know this goes against everything that people think and expect from Bali, but I don't feel extremely inspired there as a visual artist when it comes to filmmaking and photography. And that is mainly, for one, I just know the place really well and have spent so much time there over the years. But also, it's almost like everything is green there because it's so tropical. and green is not necessarily my favorite color. I love green, like it's nature. And in terms of that, I love nature, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. It's more in terms of my artistic taste. And then it's just a thing. In Bali, I always kind of struggle to be super creative there. It's weird. And that's probably because of my friend Pluto, who makes sure that I'm more focused on my internal world and my personal growth rather than my creativity. So that's my explanation too. Me and my camera, we are getting to know each other again. And it was a little sad to be disconnected from that creative part of myself the last couple of months. But life is a series of phases and seasons, you know. Now, in terms of like health and fitness, I feel fitter than ever right now. I've been moving my body a lot in the last few months, especially also going through these rough times. There's nothing like moving your body. It's like you have to. If there's one thing you take away from this, is that if you're going through a rough time, if you deal with depression, heartbreak, whatever, grief, sadness, anger, make sure you move your body every single day. If I didn't do that, I would not be sitting here. Like, it's been so crucial. It's been so essential on my healing journey the last few months. And so, yeah, just surfing for sure. I mean, surfing is my therapy. And it was awesome. And then, going to the gym a lot. Don't ask me why. It just kind of what I felt drawn to. Yoga, of course, or hiking, swimming. I did a lot last year as well. All the things. And with yoga, I actually didn't do much yoga when I was in Bali. It was mainly out surfing or going to the gym. But I've been rediscovering yoga now. And yoga and me, I mean, we go back a long time. And I did my yoga teacher training and all the things. And, you know, there's always a couple of months in the year where I just unconsciously, my body needs a yoga break. And then I dive back into it. And like right now, I'm diving back into it. I've been doing a lot of home practice on my mat here at home because there's not really a yoga studio where I'm at here in Germany right now. And I love yoga. I always will. It's really something that I will just do until the day I die, I think. It just creates so much space in my body and my mind. And I'm excited to explore yoga in a more substantial way even this year, you know. I do feel like every time I take a little break from yoga, when I then get back into it again, I go a layer deeper, which is also why I think these little breaks are good. And with surfing, you know, I actually didn't surf at all for about a year, mainly due to like injuries and stuff. And then I got back into it in Sri Lanka in February. And just, yeah, I feel I've become a way more confident surfer this past year. I've gotten better. I fell in love with longboarding. So I'm a longboarder now. Like, fuck everything else. I've given up on surfing shortboards or anything like that. I just love longboarding. I like the style. I like smaller waves, which are still challenging. And I like it. I like the vibe around it. It's my kind of surf, yo. And I bought a surfboard in California in the summer, and I bought one in Bali. And yeah, longboarding and surfing. Cannot wait to get back in the water soon. And with meditation, I was very consistent last year. I mean, I started meditating like 2012 alongside with yoga. And of course, there's ups and downs with all sorts of things. And I feel like last year I went a lot deeper again. I did a 30-day meditation challenge, a one-hour meditation challenge in April when I was in Mexico. I sat down to meditate unguided, just me and myself and I, for an hour every day. And I made a video about that. Yes. So you can go and check that out. But yeah, I'm still at a place where I meditate in all sorts of different ways. There's not one way that I meditate. I just created a free meditation that I haven't released yet. It's going to come out maybe, I don't know, within the next week or so maybe. And that's a morning meditation. And it's basically like the essence of how I meditate when I just meditate in silence with like some music or something. But and besides that, I, you know, Dr. Joe Dispenza meditations, or I like Tara Brach, her meditations. I've been experimenting with all sorts of meditation teachers, and I don't think there will ever be this one way for me to meditate, but who knows, maybe one day there will be. But I just love exploring myself in different ways through meditation. And I thought about that today, actually, especially in the last couple of months, just how much I've been using meditation as a tool for self-exploration, as a way to just sit with myself and actually observe what's going on in my inner world, as a way to reflect on feelings that I've had throughout the day or thoughts that are going on in my mind, to really more and more so become the observer rather than the thinker or the feeler, you know? And that's been an amazing experience to dive into more. And yeah, it's something I want to talk about more. And I will. And yeah, last year, as I mentioned, was a year of learning and studying. And I've been diving deep into different areas and psychology, neuroscience, philosophy. Yeah, I've just been going very deep into so many things and ideas and concepts and theories and just, yeah, and in many ways, not just on a superficial level or spiritual level, but really I'm a lot more interested also in the science of things. So I've just been doing a lot of research. And if you follow my newsletter, then you know some of the things that I share in there are the results of my research. And then I also made quite a few new friends, especially in Bali. I made one really good friend in LA over the last couple of years, and I'm so grateful for her. Her name's Megan. And I actually interviewed her on this podcast last year. And she's been a really amazing friend also these past few months. And then I've made some really, really, really beautiful friends in Bali recently, and that I'm so grateful for. And it's so beautiful to see the kinds of people that I'm attracting into my life right now. And yeah, it gives me so much hope for all the people that I don't know are going to enter my life yet, but I know they will. And for me, one big word for 2020, for this year, is community. And I did build a new community in Bali, and it felt really good when I left. I felt so full, you know, within myself, but also full in terms of the connections that I've had, because the people that entered my life, the connections that I built with them over a short amount of time, you know, a couple of months, they felt really deep and meaningful. And that's the kind that I want and that I'm interested in. And so that's the kind of community and connections that I want to create this year. Other words of intentions are home. I really want a home. I have ideas for that. And then inner peace and joy. I just want to find peace within. And I want to live and express joy. And abundance. Because, you know, who doesn't want some abundance? In all the ways. Love, money, joy, you know. All the ways. There's so many ways to be abundant. I'm calling it all in. And so, yeah, what are my plans moving forward? I mean, I'm generally not a huge fan of making plans and setting goals. I'm really struggling with, like, the whole goal-setting thing. I used to do it, and I used to teach people how to do it. And then now I just realize that it's not about goals. It's about having intentions. And it's about, yeah, having ideas, having things that excite me, and then just taking one step after another and just following these ideas and these excitements. And one thing that truly changed my life, and you know it if you follow my whereabouts and my sharings and my podcast, then I rediscovered breathwork, and that has been huge for me. And one thing that I definitely want to do this year, and you can call it a goal, it's not a goal, you can call it a plan, I don't know, I'm just following my highest excitement, that's what I'm doing. And that is that I want to do a breathwork facilitator training. I've already committed to one that's going to happen in three parts this year. And I'm just sealing the deal sort of this year, this week or so. And yeah, so we'll see how what that means for my work as well and how I'm going to integrate that into my work, I don't really know yet. I just think that breathwork is an amazing resource and an amazing tool for creatives. And I believe we can bring even more amazing work into this world by using breathwork. That is just a general sort of thought I've been having. And I'm just curious to explore breathwork further and deeper and see where it takes me from there, you know? There's no big plans or business plans attached to any of that. I'm just taking it step by step. But I've committed to that for myself and it feels really awesome. So yeah, and in general, you know, I feel like at this point I have a lot more clarity around my highest excitement in general and trusting that. I feel really passionate about bringing more mindfulness and consciousness into the lives of creators and creative entrepreneurs and sharing ideas around the intersection of the creative process and self-exploration, basically. I really want to go way, way deeper with all of these topics and just help us all become more self-aware and connected to ourselves and our work. And so, yeah, just speaking of that, it feels good, you know? And that program that I'm planning to do in March is based around these ideas. So if you want to find out more around that, then just jump on my Flow and Wonder emails. And what else? I'm excited about making new videos for YouTube, as I mentioned, and really getting back into making little films. I also really want to go deeper in with my messages in my videos and the storytelling. Oh, so many ideas. Just not enough time in the day. I think the next video, not I think, it's actually been on the back burner. It's been waiting to be turned into a video. I've written it out. And the topic is the pursuit of meaning. I'm really excited to finally tackle that. And I also have an idea for a little mini documentary on surfing that I want to start when I get back to California soon. Again, it's a little vague, but I'm going to take some time to flesh it out more soon. But I want it to be around longboarding, but also around the message of inclusivity. And by that, I mean, you know, queer people in surfing, gay people in surfing, as well as non-white people, people of color and surfing, and also those with different body shapes and sizes. I shared something the other day on Instagram around this idea of inclusivity in the surf culture, because when I look around at the surfers in Bali, for example, it's all good-looking people, tattooed men and women wearing barely anything on their boards, and it's very intimidating, I'm sure a lot of people. And me as a queer woman, not subscribing to the conventional way of how a woman has to look in society, you know, I do feel like a bit of an outsider out there in the lineup as well. I can't deny that. And with that, you know, when you look at the people that are out there surfing, like, who is that? Like, what do they look like? And it's definitely a lot more men than women. But there's not a lot of people of color, and there's not a lot of people that have different body shapes. And so, yeah, I want to maybe explore that a bit. Explore that, because there's enough surf films on, you know, all the awesome dudes surfing, all the beautiful girls on their surfboards. So I feel like I just feel drawn to explore that and talk to people about that and record it. So So that's an idea that I have for very soon, because I'm flying out to San Diego on Sunday. That's the plan. With my newsletter, I'm going to keep putting a lot of focus on that going forward, because I love the Flow and Wonder letters every week, and I want to keep growing its reach. I think we're at like 4,100 or something. It would be nice to keep growing it. And yeah, feedback's been so cool. I love creating it, so definitely. And then in terms of writing, writing every day is a huge thing for me, and I will keep putting more words out there as articles and blog posts. I started to share a bit more of my writing again on Instagram with like little memes that I create in Canva. And because it feels more, it just feels better than always putting a photo of myself out there with my writing. So I think I'm just going to do that more when I do. But I still want to put the bulk of my focus on writing into my newsletter, blog posts, these sort of things. The podcast is, it's still very much just a passion project at this point, because I do it because it's fun and I love sitting down doing these solo episodes, but also doing interviews. There's an interview coming next week with Edward Dangerfield, my breathwork teacher. I also recorded an episode with my friend Stas Arsenov from Think Clever. That's his podcast. So there will be more interviews coming as well. But I still prefer doing in-person interviews than doing them on Zoom or something remotely. So I'm going to stick to that as much as I can, unless there's like someone I really, really, really want to interview. And there's just no way for us to get together in person. But there's something about sitting down with someone and having a conversation while sitting next to each other. And that's just how I want to keep it. I love producing these episodes and interviews. I do want to figure out a way to make it financially worthwhile, but that's a story for another day. At this point, I'm totally not making any money off of this. And if you do want to support this project, then you're more than welcome to leave a review on iTunes, because that is probably the best way to support any podcast, is to leave a review on iTunes, a written review. Don't just press the 5 stars or 4 stars or whatever you want to give, but just leave a review, a couple of sentences. Really helps us out. Yeah, other than that, Instagram, I'll probably be on and off for the rest of my life, because Instagram it excites me one day and then it doesn't the other day. And I have been doing more Instagram stories as of late, and because I took like 2 months off of basically anything on Instagram, which was really nice. But then I was like, let's see how it feels to do Insta stories again. And I do like sharing, stuff. Not as much about like my day to day, but just sharing some ideas and, things like that. Twitter is still a big love of mine, because I've been more active on Instagram now. I've been a little less active on Twitter, but Twitter is just so awesome to connect to other people and other creators and entrepreneurs and founders, and super fun platform. I feel like that's where the real conversations happen. I feel like Instagram is like a one-to-many. You share something, people can comment, that's it. Twitter is conversations. And really, it's connecting with like-minded people. So that's great. I want to do a lot more public speaking. I want to give more talks and maybe some little workshops and stuff this year. Definitely ready for it now. I have a deeper message and a mission, a vision, all the things. And yeah, I'm ready to go out. And I love public speaking. It's fun. And also, my book is coming out in Germany beginning of June. So it's still 6 months away, 5 months away. So I'll probably be doing a little bit of speaking or some live event stuff probably in June after the launch, I'm guessing, here in Germany. Don't hold me accountable, but that's just kind of what I see in the future, maybe. because I guess that's kind of what you do when you launch a book. And then the plan would be to get it translated and hopefully publish it in the States internationally, but we will see. And what else? I'm about to release my first free meditation. Yes, I mentioned that. That's definitely happening. And if the feedback's good, then there might be more meditations. I have some ideas around meditations because I've tried out all sorts of stuff and all the apps, and I keep experimenting with meditations, and I still think that there is room for more and better. That's what I think. And just generally, like, my intention is definitely to provide more experiences. Cannot speak anymore. I want to provide more experiences for you and just things that you can use and integrate into your daily life rather than just serving as an inspiration, creating content. Do you know what I mean? That's why the meditation. That's why I also want to do the breathwork training, so I can integrate it into my work and maybe offer some workshops and maybe one-on-ones. Or that's why I want to, you know, run this program in March with you. And really go way deeper. This year is about going deeper. 2019 was like play and fun, you know, it's like that. And then 2020, I feel like we're going deeper. We're preparing, because I think that 2021, 2022, ooh, 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 ooh. That's all I'm saying. So this is all I have. I know this was a lot, but what did you expect? Yeah, when you get an update episode, you get the real deal. And this was the real deal. No holding back. And I hope you enjoyed it. I will talk to you very soon. Well, the next episode will be the interview with Edward Dangerfield. That was a really cool episode. The feedback to my last episode, the interview I did with Johnny Miller, was great. And be excited about next week's episode. Okay, cool. That's all I got. I love you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I appreciate you.